Welcome to another Don't Panic Midweek DP. I'm your host this time around, Paul. About 2 weeks ago, we did a full episode, Steve and I did a full episode where we covered a review of somebody's top 10 favorite cover songs that are better than the originals, and we pretty much disagreed with all of them except the first one. If you want to know what that is, go back and check it out. I'm not going to waste your time with it, but it is good. I must say, he got it right with number one. The rest of them, we just vehemently disagreed upon. So the next day, I got together and I sat down and I wrote out like 10 cover tunes that aren't necessarily better than the originals, but they're better than pretty much anything this guy picked. The list took me like 3 minutes to put together. And so I thought I'd review them from 10 to 1 and try to make this as brief and painless as possible. Coming in at number 10, Orange Goblin's cover of ZZ Top's Just Got Paid. It's a pretty straightforward rendition, but Orange Goblin just kick ass, so I like it a lot. Number 9, you heard the first 30 seconds or so of in the opening. It's Michael Graves' cover of Dig Up Her Bones, which is a Misfits song, and Graves, of course, is one of the Misfits, but I just think his acoustic version is far better than the original. Number 8 is a cover of Dear Mr. Fantasy by Big Sugar. It's a pretty straightforward remake of Traffic's Dear Mr. Fantasy, but I like Big Sugar a lot. I don't think they're still together anymore, or if they are, they're on again, off again. But I just like that band a lot, and I think they did a pretty sweet rendition of it. As far as non-traditional goes, number 7 for me is Motorhead's cover of Louie Louie, which ironically, you know, if you know Motorhead, ironically, you can actually understand the lyrics to Louie Louie this time around. Of course, Motorhead could do the phone book. They've actually done ZZ Top songs as well, and they're pretty badass. Number 6, I'm going to play. It's the Screaming Trees cover of Youngblood's Darkness, Darkness. I found this song by accident, and I'm a big Screaming Trees fan, and it just blows me away every time I listen to it. There's so much feeling in it. So I'm going to go ahead and play that one, and then after that I'll get back to the top 5.
Darkness, darkness, be my pillow, take my head. Let me sleep in the coolness of your shadow, in the silence of your dreams. Darkness, darkness, hide my yearning for the things that cannot be. Keep my mind from constant turning towards the things that cannot see now, towards the things I cannot see now.
Number five is Monster Magnet's cover of Sabbath's Into the Void. They take that song to a whole different level. So it's, if you like the Sabbath tune, check it out. It's pretty badass. Number four is Tommy Bolin's rendition of Going Down, the old Freddie King classic that's been covered by a number of people. Tommy Bolin was just one of those fantastic guitar players that was just stupidly taken from this world way too soon. And speaking of being taken from this world way too soon, I'm going to go ahead and play this one because I want to dedicate it to my long-lost brother, Scott Demkovich, who was taken from this world way too soon. He knows why. So here it is.
Thank you.
coming in at number three for me is Ghost Riders in the Sky, the Outlaws version. Since its original recording almost 100 years ago, it's been covered something like 88 times that I'm aware of. And I've only managed to hear the original like on a scratchy old record that hopefully one day someone will actually be able to put on digital format. But it's amazing. And of course the I grew up on the Outlaws version, and it still holds water as a classic rock song, even though I hate classic rock for the most part anymore. But yeah, Ghost Riders in the Sky, of course. Number two is Warren Zevon's cover of the Ernie Cato song A Certain Girl. I love that song. I just do. And if you don't know why, play it and find out. But I'm not going to play it because I play it too much. And number one I'm going to play for you because I have to. Any chance I can to play this song, I will. Of course, I'm a big Elvis fan. Surprise. But I'm also a huge Weeping Willows fan. Weeping Willows is just this great band out of Sweden. And I managed to find a live recording they did of Elvis's In the Ghetto. So I'm gonna call that one number one on this list. So without further ado, here's what I consider to be my favorite cover song of all time, second only to the one we mentioned in the full episode. That's my best Shatner imitation. So without further ado, here's Weeping Willows' cover of In the Ghetto. Thanks for listening. Hitos.
As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cried, 'cause if there's one thing that she don't need, it's another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.